感谢主。
Thanks to the Lord.
我们爱神的国度。
That we love His kingdom.
我们也爱神的教会。
Furthermore, we love His church.
啊，早上呢，我们继续来交通神使我心里想为耶路撒冷做事这段信息。
So this morning, let's continue our fellowship on God gives me the longing to do work for Jerusalem.
那上次我们交通到我们可以为教会做什么事。
Last time we talked about what things we could do for our church.
就是祷告。
Is to pray.
那在这里也稍微复习一下、
so、today,
可能上次你没有参加我们的聚会。
So today a brief review for last message.
所以在上次我们交通到一个宽广的祷告。
Last time we talked about this broad prayer.
就是我们站在仆人的地位恒切地为教会祷告。
Is that we will persistently pray for the church as his servant.
我们也谈到宣告的祷告。
And we also talk about the prayer of proclamation.
在神面前我们禁食祷告。
Is that before the Lord, we will fast and pray.
在不认识人的面前我们可以默默地向神祷告。
And for the people that we don't know, we could pray for them quietly.
在仇敌的面前我们可以呼求神的介入。
And brief.Before the enemy, we could cry out for God's help.
在事情成就的时候，我们可以全心的向他赞美。
And when things are accomplished, we could praise him in our prayer.
我们也讲到要有行动的祷告。
And furthermore, we talked about the prayer of action.
那就是祷告到教会的行动有意向。有供给，有力量，有成就。
Is that why we would pray for the church so that the church would become receive a vision and act up on it?
所以，当我们祷告完之后，我们有一个实行。
So after we finish a prayer, we would come into action.
持续的为教会的福音工作往前来祷告。
To persistently pray for the spreading of the gospel.
持续为众人的恩赐可以配搭在一起，我们祷告。
And to persistently pray for the working togetherness of the brothers and sisters.
为英文的聚会开工，我们可以一起祷告。
And we will pray for the starting of the English service.
为各个小组的增长我们可以祷告。
And to pray for the growth of every one of the Bible study.
也为着积极读主话语的生活我们祷告。
And to pray for the life of reading his words.
我想这三个礼拜四个礼拜来不知道我们付出多少祷告的代价。
So I think that over the past three or four weeks, we have prayed a lot.
也不知道我们付出多少祷告的力量。
And I don't know how much work we have done in our prayer.
可以有一件事我相信就是当我们付上祷告的时候
But one thing I know is that when we pray,
神就成就他自己的事在我们中间。
God will establish his reality in us.
这里一件事，那里一件事，我们心里就得激励。
So through this one thing or the other, we would be encouraged through his work.
神使我心里要为耶路撒冷做事。
Because God makes me have a longing to do work
for Jerusalem. 这是先知尼西米他心里的呼喊。
And this is indeed the cry out of the prophet Nehemiah.
我们看了祷告，今天我们要看他怎么样交通和查看。
So today we're going to learn how Nehemiah had fellowship and to watch over his people.
上个月我们夫妻收到一封朋友的 email.
Last month my wife and I received an email.
那信中就说他在教会聚会了一年多。
And the email is from a brother who has been meeting with us for a year.
因着家庭跟学习的关系。
But due to his schoolwork and his family,
他没有办法认识教会里面所有的弟兄姊妹。
He did not have enough time to know every one of the brothers and sisters.
所以他心里面有一些的遗憾。
So he felt quite regretful.
他反而说他以前在一个教会的时候
But when he was in another church some times ago,
每一个家庭他都非常的熟悉。
He actually got to know every one of the family.
所以当他在他们中间分享福音的负担的时候
So when he was sharing his burden of spreading the gospel,
每一个人都响应他。
He felt that everyone was with him.
他希望把他的同学都带到教会里面。
So at that time, he felt the need to bring all his classmates to this church.
他希望把他们带到一个温暖的教会。
Because he felt like he is bringing them into a warm home.
所以那个教会能够接纳他们，帮助他们，留住他们。
A place where it will accept them, assist them, and keep them.
他也说到，如果我们对世上的灵魂没有负担，没有那份迫切的负担
，And furthermore, he also said that if there's no love for the lost souls,
那我们就不要传福音了。
If there's no deep burden, then there's no need to spread the gospel.
他在信里面说到，神的时机非常的重要
，Because he says that it is important to capture the God's moment in time.
如果我们没有学习把握住机会的话。
If we don't learn to capture the opportunity,
那等着我们去收割的庄稼就烂了。
Just like if we don't be on time to reap the harvest, then the crops will be ruined.
这是他对教会的观察。
That's his observation to our church.
这是他对教会福音的负担。
And this is his burden to spread the gospel.
当我们看完这封信，我觉得这是我们夫妻所不及的。
And after reading this email, I felt that we fall short.
我们也觉得我们亏欠了主。
And we felt that we could have done more.
今天我们是不是关心教会的光景
？So today, do we care about the state of our church?
所以在这里有三个问题，我们都可以问问我们自己。
So here, there are three questions that we could ask ourselves.
我们关心教会的情况吗
？Do you care about the state of our church?
我们能说说看，我们如何关心教会吗
？Can you tell me how you have been concerned with our church?
我们在什么事上显出我们关心教会？
And through what action that you have done to show that you care about the church.
弟兄姊妹，教会就是神的家。
Brothers and sisters, the church is God's household.
并不是一个地上的企业的总部。
It is not a headquarter of a business.
我们在教会能够按照很好的行政管理来做事。
Maybe a church can run really well due to your great management.
你也看到教会能够运转得非常好。
Or maybe it would operate very smoothly.
可能神的儿女在这样的教会里面，他们不知道什么叫做奇事、神迹、神的作为。
But if it's only run due to a great management, then the brothers and sisters might not see God's miracles, signs, or wonders.
或许你到了教会，好像到办公室上班一样。
Or maybe when you come to church, just like you come to work.
服事结束了，就好像下班一样。
You clock in, clock out, and you get out on time.
如果我们是用这样的心态，可能我们不容易觉得福音、温暖、神的爱是什么样的情况。
And if we have that mindset, then we will never understand the true meaning of spreading the gospel and the realm of His house.
这是神的教会。
Because this is God's household.
是一个神同在的教会。
This is a place where God dwells within.
可能我们一进到一个教会，我们就可以知道这个教会管理的好不好。
Maybe the first time we walk into a church, we would tell right away if the church is running smoothly.
可是我们进到一个教会，我们更要重视的一件事情就是这个教会有没有神的同在。
But more importantly, when you step in a church, you should look for if God's presence is in that church.
什么是神的同在
？What is God's presence?
什么是教会
？What is a church?
我们就是教会。
For we are the church.
每两三个人聚在一起就是教会。
If two or three of us gather together, that is a church.
我们有神的同在，教会就有神的同在。
If we are in the presence of God, then the church is in the presence of God.
我们没有神的同在，教会就没有神的同在。
And if we do not have the presence of God, then the church will not have the presence of God.
一个有神同在的教会，不论它的大小，只要有神同在，就是神的教会。
For if a church doesn't matter its size, if God's presence is there, then it is a church.
一个有神同在的教会就是一个宣讲基督的教会。
And if a church has God's presence, then it is a place to proclaim Jesus' name.
一个有神同在的教会，不论人好人坏，来到教会他就有改变的机会。
And if it's indeed a church with God's presence, then it doesn't matter what condition you are in outside. Once you step in, you are with God.
当我们来到教会之后，我们这样的人就会改变。
And once you step into this church, then you will see a transformation.
因为神有改变我们的能力。
Because God has the power to transform.
让我们常常关心我们的教会光景。
Now, if we care about the state of our church,
把神的同在带入到我们的家庭
and if we bring in God's presence into our household,
把神的同在带入到我们的教会
and to bring God's presence into the church,
今天在我们的家里就是神的教会
then today in our household, it is a church.
今天我们聚集在这里是在神的会所里面聚集
and now when we gather together, then we are in the presence of God.
我们要思想到当我们回去的时候教会就在我们的家中
Now, when we depart and leave, God is in our house.
夫妻儿女在一起，神就与我们同在。
When a couple with the children, then God is with them as well.
神就在我们的家里与我们同在。
Because God's presence is with our household as well.
我们的家就是我们的教会。
For our household is indeed our church.
我们在什么事上显出我们关心教会
？And whenever we care about the state of our church,
我们可以祷告。
Then we can pray.
按照我们的言行，我们可以知道我们是否关心我们的教会。
And through our action, we could tell if we care about the state of our church or not.
我不知道我们对弟兄姊妹、神的儿女，我们彼此之间有什么感觉。
I don't know how you feel among your brothers and sisters.
如果一点感觉都没有
，If you have no feeling at all,
我想这是我们教会荒凉的一个光景。
Then I think that our church is desolate.
尼希米他在那个时代里面。
Nehemiah at that time.
神的同在离开了耶路撒冷。
God is no longer with Jerusalem.
但神却借着一些弟兄把耶路撒冷的景况带回到他的面前。
But now through the brothers of Nehemiah, God showed his presence and bring back his presence into Jerusalem.
所以他就和这些弟兄一路把神的同在带回到耶路撒冷。
So Nehemiah and his brothers brought back God in their presence.
他也把神的同在带回到当时的官长中间。
And he also brought back God's presence to the officers.
他把神的同在带回到当时的百姓中间。
And also, he brought back God's presence into the daily living of the people.
在尼希米完成整个耶路撒冷城的建造的时候，
And after Nehemiah finished the building of the whole city,
他在这个城里面宣告神的信实跟神的律法。
Then he starts to proclaim the faithfulness of God and his commandment.
他将神的改变大能显明在他生活的那个时代。
And he also reveals God's great power of transformation into his time.
尼希米
Nehemiah,
他跪下能祷告,
he could bow down and pray.
但在他起来行动之前,
but now before he stands back up and do his action,
他却不忘观察神的城到底有何需要。
He would first remember to observe and seek out the needs of his people.
我们一起来读尼希米记第一章第一节到第三节。
Let's read Nehemiah chapter 1, 1 through 3.
如果周报上的字体很小的话，你可以看荧幕。
If the wordings on the announcement sheet is too small, please look at the screen.
那如果你旁边有读英文的弟兄或是朋友，请你可以拿一本英文圣经给他翻到尼希米记。
And let's open our book to Nehemiah.
好，我们来读尼希米记第一章第一节到第三节。
Nehemiah chapter 1, 1 through 3.
哈加利亚的儿子尼希米的言语如下：亚达薛西王二十年七四六月。我在苏珊城中的宫中，那时有我一个弟兄哈纳尼同着几个人从犹太来，我问他们那些被掳归回剩下逃脱的犹太人和耶路撒冷的光景，他们对我说，那些被掳归回剩下的人在犹大省遭炸难受凌辱，并且耶路撒冷的城墙拆毁，城门被火焚烧。在这里，尼希米关心耶路撒冷的情况。
Here we see how Nehemiah cares about the state of Jerusalem.
所以，当有弟兄从耶路撒冷来的时候
，So now when the brothers come from Jerusalem to his land，
所以他就询问他们那里的光景。
He would ask them, "How is Jerusalem?"
弟兄们也把在那边的情况一五一十的告诉尼希米。
And the brothers would tell Nehemiah the true condition of Jerusalem.
所以当尼希米听到弟兄的交通之后，他里面有一个祷告。
So after Nehemiah heard this announcement from his brothers, he has this prayer.
我们再从第七节读到第九节。
And now let's read from 7 to 9.
我们向你所行的甚是邪恶，没有遵守你借着仆人摩西所吩咐的诫命律例典章，求你纪念所吩咐你仆人摩西的话说，你们若犯罪，我就把你们分散在万民中；但你们若归向我，谨守遵行我的诫命，你们被赶散的人虽在天涯，我也是从那里将他们招聚回来，带到我所选择立为我民的居所。尼希米关心耶路撒冷的光景。
Nehemiah cares about the state of Jerusalem.
除了祷告。
And not only he would pray,
他也听从神来的话。
He would also listen to the words of God.
他查看当时整个光景。
Then after that, he would observe.
他遵行神的旨意往前。
And then he would follow God's commandment and march forward.
这四个动作也可以衡量我们今天是否关心我们的教会。
For now, we should also evaluate ourselves according to these four actions.
我们为教会祷告吗？
Do we pray for our church?
我们听到弟兄姊妹的交通，教会的光景，我们愿意起来查看教会的光景吗？
Now after we finish listening to the brothers and sisters having fellowship about our church, do we make our own observation and make our own judgment?
为教会我们付上了任何的行动吗？
Now are we willing to do some action for our church?
今天当我们满足于神的时候，神是否满足于我们？
Now today, if we are satisfied with God, is God satisfied with us?
当我们想到为教会做事的时候
Now when we think about doing things for the church
弟兄姊妹我们可以一起来交通教会的光景
Brothers and sisters, then we could have a fellowship with the state of our church
当我们彼此交通的时候
And now through our fellowship
就能触动情感积极的来认罪
Then we could have this affection and we could work together
当尼希米听到弟兄们的交通
And after Nehemiah heard the fellowship from his brothers
他里面就哭了
Inside of him, he wept.
真实的交通
For this true fellowship
不会让我们无动于衷
would not leave us unaffected.
可是仇敌的言语
But let's distinguish between the words of the accusation of the enemy
却会一再的分离我们
because his accusation will separate us
使我们彼此的对立
will make us stand against each other.
所以什么是弟兄的交通
So what is the difference between the fellowship of the brothers?
弟兄的交通就是把我们的感情能够带到神的面前
The fellowship of the brothers will bring us to God
让我们向神承认我们的罪
So that we will confess our sins before God
当尼希米承认自己的罪的时候
Now when Nehemiah confessed of his sins
承认他父家的罪
He would also confess the sins of his father's household
承认百姓的罪
And he would also confess for the sins of the people
这是他情感的流露
For this is and his emotional affection.
回到耶路撒冷，尼希米也和官长们交通。
Now when he's back into Jerusalem, he has this fellowship with the officials.
他的交通带下彼此和谐的一个光景。
And then his fellowship will bring in this harmony in action.
激励人心起来建造。
So that he would encourage the others to build up with him.
在尼希米与百姓的交通中
Now when Nehemiah has a fellowship with the people
我们会发现在尼希米记常常看到他斥责百姓
Then here we will, in Nehemiah we will see that when he speaks to his people
虽然他的话语非常的刺耳
His words will penetrate into people's heart
可是却像警钟一样
Even though his words are harsh but it acts as an alarm
让人同心合意的不受拦阻的过圣洁的生活
so that people will work together without hindrance to live a life of holiness
上个礼拜我们新同弟兄他交通传福音
2 weeks ago Brother Frank preaches about spreading of the gospel
我们的心能不火热吗
were we all on fire at that time
如果没有火热我们心真的要向神求赦免
and if we're fire we're not kindled at that time we should pray to God that he will take away our cold heart
上个礼拜加深弟兄交通神所拣选的器皿
and last week when Brother Timothy preaches about the God's vessel
我们有没有感觉到今天我们每一个人也是神所预备的器皿
do we feel that we are all being prepared today to become his vessel
如果弟兄的交通没有触碰到我们的情感
and if the fellowship among the saints cannot touch the deepest part of our
神的话语没有到我们心灵的深处
and if his words cannot come into the deepest of our soul
我们应该到神的面前认罪
then we need to come and confess our sins to God
因为我们只图个人的安舒
because we are only willing to seek for our own comfort
对于我们家人朋友们的安舒我们却不在意
and we're neglecting the well-being of our family members our relatives and our friends
尼希米听到弟兄的交通
Now after Nehemiah heard the fellowship of his brothers
他落泪
He cried
他认罪
And then he confessed
他心中为耶路撒冷发愁
And he has a grief for Jerusalem
愁到一个程度他想回到耶路撒冷做一些事
Until a level that he's willing to stand up and do something for
当我们听完弟兄们的交通
Now,
我们会落泪认罪吗
Now after we have heard the fellowship from our brothers are we willing to cry
我们会为我们教会的一切的事情发愁吗
And would we have grief to the state of our church?
我们有没有愁到一个程度希望我们自己能够起来为教会建造吗
Are we so sorrow that we will stand up and help build this church?
我们彼此交通的时候见证意象激励人心
Because when we have a fellowship then we verify the vision and then we would encourage each other
真实的交通不会让我们冷淡下沉
Because a true fellowship will not make us detached
好我们一起再来看尼希米记第二章十一节到十八节
So let's move on to Nehemiah chapter 2 11 through 20
我们一起来读
Together
我到了耶路撒冷在那里住了三日我夜间起来有几个人也一同起来但神使我心里要为耶路撒冷做什么事我并没有告诉人除了我骑的牲口以外也没有别的牲口在我那里
So I went out at night by the valley gates in the direction of the dragon's well and on the refuse gates, inspecting the walls of Jerusalem, which were broken down, and its gates, which were consumed by fire.
Then I passed on to the mountain gate and the king's court,
but there was no place for my mount to pass. So I went up at night by the ravine and inspected the wall, then I went to the valley gates again and returned.
The officials did not know where I had gone or what I had done, nor had I yet told the king, the priest, the noble, the officials, or the rest who did the work. 好，我们先读到这里。
Let's stop on 16.
11节到13节。
Now from 11 through 13,
这里特别讲到 尼希米回到了耶路撒冷。
He talked about how Nehemiah has returned to Jerusalem.
他在夜间起来去观察耶路撒冷的城墙。
And he arose at night and to inspect the wall of Jerusalem.
见到弟兄所交通的却都是事实。
And then he now has verified that the gate is indeed on fire.
城墙被拆毁。
That the gate, the wall is now broken.
城门被火焚烧。
And the gate is now burning aflame.
所以他就去查看。
So now he has now investigated.
甚至到了牲口没有地方过去的地方。
Even to a place where his ride animal cannot pass through.
牲口不能再走。
And now that his ride can no longer walk.
他就沿溪而上。
So that now he will walk by himself.
查看城墙。
So that he could verify what he has heard.
弟兄姊妹, 今天当尼希米交通的时候,
now brothers and sisters, when Nehemiah passes his message,
如果他只交通一半,
if he only share half of his message,
大家所看到的还是这些事实,
then people will only see the facts that is already there.
可是当他交通完全的时候,
but now if he give out his complete message,
大家就看到一个荣耀的意象,
then people will see the whole vision.
我们一起再来读17节跟18节。
So now let's read 17 and 18.
以后
then I
我对他们说
我们所到的那耶路撒冷怎样荒凉
城门被火焚烧 你们都看见了 来吧
我们重建耶路撒冷的城墙
免得再受凌辱 我告诉他们 我神施恩的手 怎样帮助我 并王对我所说的话 他们就说 我们起来建造吧 于是他们奋勇做这善功。所以在这里我们看到一件事情。
So here we see one thing.
尼希米交通完全之后,
after Nehemiah passes his whole message,
众人不会心灰意冷,
people are now not discouraged.
众人也不会停到那个事实, 好像坐困愁城,
and the people will not dwell on the fact that everything is now ruined.
如果尼希米只交通一半,
now if Nehemiah has only shared the first half of his message,
众人只会因为这样的光景, 停在那里, 不会有任何的改变,
then the people will only dwell on the fact that everything is bad.
可是尼希米交通的完全,
but now Nehemiah also passes on the second half of his message.
他带出一个更荣耀的意象,
the second half of the message that shares the glorious vision.
我们可以重建耶路撒冷的城墙,
the vision of we could rebuild Jerusalem.
所以弟兄们也受到激励,
so that the brothers are now encouraged.
他们的回应就说, 我们起来建造吧。
And then they say, let us arise and build.
这里呢, 交通, 我们彼此的交通,
so here, through our fellowship,
我们可以看到就是我们能够同心征战,
we could see that we could come into this battle together,
警醒工作,
and then we would be a watchman.
在第四章10节到23节,
and in Nehemiah chapter 4, 10 to 23,
就是这一段我要交通的地方,
and this is where I want to talk to you.
经文长了一点, 我就请大家回去看,
and I'm going to ask you to read at home.
那真实的交通呢, 不会使我们分心停顿,
a true fellowship will not have any hindrance.
所以尼希米记第四章, 让我们看见, 起来建造这样的一件事实。
So in Nehemiah chapter 4, it shows us the fact of coming together and building together.
他们把他们的行动带出来,
because in chapter 4 is where they put their action in work.
说是很容易的,
it might be easy to say,
做不容易,
but it is hard to do.
特别碰到仇敌的文攻武吓的时候,
and especially when we work, the enemy will try to attack.
我们想做就更没有那么容易了,
and so that we will not finish with ease.
就是仇敌知道我们要做的时候，他更不会轻易放过我们。
Because when the enemy knows that we are trying to work together, he will try to separate us.
这时候弟兄的交通便能叫我们同心征战，警醒祷告。
So in here, the fellowship of the brothers will unite us so that we will be united.
所以在尼希米记第四章十四节。
So now in verse 14,
他说不要怕他们。
He says, do not be afraid of them.
当纪念主是大而可畏的。
Remember the Lord who is great and awesome.
你们要为弟兄、儿女、妻子、家产征战。
And fight for your brothers, your sons, your daughters, your wives, and your houses.
好吧，我们一起来读这一节的经节。
So let's read together.
不要怕他们。
Do not be afraid of them.
当纪念主是大而可畏的。你们要为弟兄、儿女、妻子、家产征战。感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
当弟兄交通的时候，
When there is a fellowship among the brothers,
我们就起来祷告。
We should then stand up and pray.
当弟兄交通传福音的时候，
And when the brothers talked about preaching the gospel,
我们就起来传福音。
Let's together go out and preach the gospel.
当弟兄交通预备自己合于主用的时候，
And when the fellowship is about preparing ourselves into a vessel,
我们就要学像保罗，越发有能力来证明耶稣是基督。
So let's follow Paul and become a noble vessel for Christ.
今天我们不行动，
Now if we stand down and rest today,
仇敌也就闲着无事。
Then the enemy will be at leisure as well.
其实我们要为我们教会一片光景，我们来祷告。
So we need to pray for the state of our church.
不但祷告。
Not only we have to pray.
在神的面前承认我们自己的过错。
But furthermore, we have to come to our Lord and confess.
因为神的话常常进不到我们的心里面。
Because indeed, His words has not penetrated into our heart.
所以在这一段的圣经里面，我们看到尼希米做工到一半的时候。
So here in the Bible, we see, in the halfway point when Nehemiah is building up.
仇敌就不甘心。
The enemy now attack.
他们起来想要杀害神的百姓。
The enemy now wants to rise up and kill his God's people.
其实我们也看到保罗起来工作的时候，
just like when Paul started doing the work for Christ,
犹太人也不甘心，
the Jews wants to kill him as well.
他们就想起来把保罗给杀了，
and they want to kill Paul.
当我们全然归主的时候，
and now when we work for God,
仇敌自然也不愿意服输，
then of course the enemy is now not willing.
想尽办法叫我们退却，
and he would use all his work.Possible ways to make us back down.
但是透过弟兄们的交通，
However, through the true fellowship of the brothers,
我们就不怕仇敌。
We are no longer in fear.
神那么大，
For a God is great.
他们那么小，
And the enemy is small.
我们知道神必为我们征战，
And we know that God will fight for us.
弟兄姊妹，让我们起来建造。
So brothers and sisters, let us arise and build.
也起来征战。
And let us join this spiritual warfare.
有建造就要得胜。
Because if we want to build up, then we have to proclaim victory.
最后我交通在我们彼此交通的时候，
So now when we have fellowship among us,
有另外一点就是警戒斥责带出圣洁。警戒斥责带出圣洁。
One thing very important in our fellowship is we have to bring out the holiness.
那这一段经文在尼希米记第十三章。
We could see this in Nehemiah chapter 13.
那在这一整章里面，我们看到尼希米做了四件事情。
In this whole chapter, we saw Nehemiah did four things.
第一次呢，尼希米他恼怒祭司。
The first, he angers of the priests.
因为这些祭司占用了神的屋子。
Because the priest is using God's household for his own use.
于是他的交通告诉这些官长。需要把属神的物恢复神的功用。
So that he condemns officials and makes sure that God's house is used for God's work.
第二件事，我们看到尼希米斥责这些官长。
And the second thing is Nehemiah condemns the officials.
因为他看到利未人所当得的份无人供给他们。
Because the portions of the Levites have not been given to them.
甚至供给的利未人与歌唱的聚各奔回自己的田地去。
So that the Levites and the singers who performed the service has gone away.
于是他向百姓们交通。
So that Nehemiah talks to the people.
个人当将当纳的十分之一带到会。 圣殿里。
So that the people should restore the tent and give it back to the church.
供给立位人的执事。
So that the Levites will now be able to work for God.
以致这些立位人可以正常的在神的殿里面服事。
So that now the Levites could go back to their work and work for God.
第三件事情，我们看到尼希米警戒在安息日做买卖的百姓跟外邦人。
And then the third thing is Nehemiah makes the people aware that they should not do business on the Sabbath.
因为在安息日做买卖是神所忌恶的。
Because God abolished doing business on the Sabbath.
会招致神的愤怒降给以色列民。
Because this act will be God's admonishment to the
people. 第四件事情，我们看到尼希米咒诅以色列民。
And then the fourth thing is Nehemiah condemns and curses the people.
因为在他们中间有犹大人娶了外邦人的女子为妻。
Because at that time people were having mixed marriages, the people would marry the Gentiles.
于是他跟他们交通。
So then Nehemiah passes on the message.
要他们明白，就是君王所罗门因为做了这样的一件事情，以致整个城受到整个国受到神的愤怒。
That how even King Solomon, is now corrupted by this foreign woman and make his kingdom fail.
我们看到尼希米的交通。
So here we see Nehemiah's message.
不断地在恢复神的物有他的功用。
And his message is full of restoration of the people.
恢复神的人有他的职事。
To restore his people to go back to God's duty.
恢复神的民有奉献的生活。
To restore the people's spirit, to have a daily living.
以致人事物都被洁净
，so that people, things, and the kingdom will be now be consecrated.
回到神的面前
，to come back to God.
以圣洁来服侍我们的神
，to come back to God with holiness.
今天我们在教会里面，我们真实的交通。
So today in our church, we have a true fellowship.
我们也要想想神的殿的物是不是被好好的使用。
And we have to think about the things of His household being used correctly.
我们个人的身体有没有得到很好的照顾
？Is our body being treated fairly？
我们是否在照顾牧长的生活上亏欠了主的荣耀
？Now are we taking care of the shepherd？
其实我生活在基督徒的家庭很久的一段时日。
Indeed, I have been living in a Christian household for a long time.
其实我看到几乎每个教会都想请到最好的传道人。
And I could tell you that all the churches want to hire the best pastor.
可是很少的教会愿意给传道人最好的照顾。
But at the same time, none of the churches is willing to take good care of their shepherd.
我们在教会也要交通。
So now in our church, we need to have this fellowship.
我们是不是还有那种做买卖的社交心态？
Are we now in the mindset of doing business?
敬拜主成为附带的好处。
We praise our Lord because we want something in return.
我们还要交通。
And furthermore, our fellowship.
在我们的婚姻生活上是否讨主喜悦？
Is our marriage favorable by God?
我们夫妻之间是否彼此相爱，专一而委身。
And in a marriage, are we focused on each other and loving each other?
单身的弟兄姊妹。
Now for the single brother and sisters.
我们要交通如何保持在情感上有一个讨主喜悦的生活。
Now are we living, are we too casual in our relationship?
让我们在情感的生活上不要得罪主的名。
And I ask that we, in our romantic life, we will not put shame into God's name.
在我们交通之后，我们回到祷告里面。
And now after we finish our fellowship, we have to come back in a prayer.
速速的转回。
And we have to repent.
和弟兄姊妹一同的认罪。
And confess our sins together with the brothers and sisters.
尼希米因着神给他的权柄。
And Nehemiah now is given this authority from God.
当他看到百姓生活不洁的时候。
Now when he sees this unholiness of his people.
他恼怒，他斥责，他警戒，他咒诅。
He angers, he condemns, he threatens, and he curses.
他的目的是要把百姓带回到一个分别为圣的生活里面。
Because he wants to pass on the message that will consecrate the people.
这样的交通是带着神的权柄。
And this message is filled with God's power.
这样的交通也是带着极大的爱与怜悯。
And yet his message is also filled with God's love.
所以我在这边我要和弟兄姊妹交通，就是当我们对弟兄的爱，对姐妹的爱不够的时候。
So now, brothers and sisters, let me tell you this. If we are not completely filled with love to our brothers and sisters,
我们不要用这样的方式来交通。
I don't recommend you using these four methods.
因为我们爱不够。
Because when we're not filled with enough love,
带不出一同圣洁生活的方式,
then this four method will not bring out the consecration of love.
所以当尼希米有这么深沉的爱的时候,
so it is only when Nehemiah is filled with this deep love,
他的交通恰到好处,
that his fellowship would work.
百姓就和他一同分别出来,
and then the people is now concentrated with him.
所以当我们没有神的托付, 没有神的爱的时候,
so now if we are not filled with God's commission and love,
默默的祷告胜过言语的交通,
we should quietly pray to for each other than to openly condemn.
但是回头想一下,
now, but if we think about it,
当神的工人有这样的交通的时候,
on the other hand, if someone comes to you with this authority,
当他们警戒我们, 斥责我们的时候,
when we are being confronted, when we are being asked,
在我们的里面, 保持一个受教的心,
then I ask that we would be humble,
愿意速速转回的心,
and we would repent with the brother quickly.
我们要为教会做什么事?
So now, what do we need to do for our church?
查看教会的光景,
is that we will have to pay attention to the state of the church.
在我们刚刚读的第二章里面,
in Nehemiah chapter 2,
我们看到尼希米在夜间查看,
we see how Nehemiah watches at night.
尼希米在细细的查看,
and Nehemiah watches quietly.
尼希米在四围的查看,
but then he also looked very carefully and by piece by piece.
那我们看到尼希米在夜间的时候, 他出来,
and we see that at night time Nehemiah would come out.
为什么在夜晚呢?
Why would he want to observe at night time?
在夜晚的时候, 一切人物全部都撤去了,
because at night time all the people are now at rest.
他可以细细安静地查看整个城墙的情况,
so that Nehemiah could look at the wall carefully.
其实神也在夜间常常查看我们的心,
just like how God watches us at night time at our hearts.
在夜间最能显示出我们对神的光景,
because it is at night time that we would reveal our true self.
我们对主的心是真是假, 在夜间全部都能显露,
and is our heart truthful to God, it is most clear at night.
尼希米在夜间查看耶路撒冷的光景,
now at night time Nehemiah observes.
他一看便知道弟兄们的交通全然属实,
and it is at that time that he can verify that what he has heard is true.
所以他在看的时候, 他是细细的看,
so Nehemiah observes very carefully.
所以在经文中讲到这个查看的时候,
so when they talk about observing,
特别讲到一片一片一片拿下来看,
it specifically talked about he observes it by piece by piece.
所以当一个人这样做的时候,很容易发现哪个地方不好,哪个地方是好的。
So when a person is looking at it so intensely, piece by piece, he could now clearly see what's wrong.
所以当他探查完毕之后,
so after he finished his observation,
他就知道怎么样去计划,怎么样再去再造。
And then now he knows exactly how to rebuild.
那尼希米的查看, 他是四维的查看,
and furthermore, when Nehemiah observes, he also observes far and wide,
相当的周全,
all over the place.
他是带着盼望和忍耐去看,
and then when he observes, he does it with hope and patience.
到了深处和人所不愿意去的地方,
and furthermore, he is willing to go to a place that no one else goes on to.
所以他的查看,
so when he watches,
他顾及到最边缘的人事物,
he would even watch for the people that are outside at the edge.
弟兄姊妹,当我们今天愿意查看教会的光景,
so brothers and sisters, if you're willing to pay attention to the state of a church,
我们能不能用这样的方法来看我们教会的情况?
Can you use the same method as Nehemiah to watch over a church?
因为时间的关系,
due to the time,
我跳过一段,
I'm going to skip a paragraph.
那我觉得在我们的教会里面,
I think that in our church,
我们弟兄姊妹都可以做这样的事情,
everyone can do the same thing.
就是查看教会的光景,
is that we could pay attention and watch us over our church.
当我读到神的仆人先知以西结, 他在家中所观察到的事情,
when I go on to the book of Prophet Ezekiel and how he sees his household,
他看到耶路撒冷城的事,
he sees the things that is happening in the city of Jerusalem.
神的灵在异象中向他显明,
and how God gave him a vision.
在城内的院门口有触动主怒的偶像,
in the wall of Jerusalem, there is this hole with idols.
神向他说,
and God says to him,
你还要看见你有大可证的事,
and more than this, yet you will see still greater abomination.
相信你心里心中必定是说, 什么? 还有比这更肯证的事?
So Ezekiel at that time must be thinking, what? There cannot be anything worse than this.
所以当神让他在院门口的墙挖一个洞的时候,
so now after he finished digging a hole in the wall,
以细节发现在这门的里面,
then he sees of this thing inside the wall.
墙上有各样的爬物跟走兽,
inside the wall, there is every form of creeping things and beasts and detectable things.
他看到70个长老面对着墙在那里敬拜,
and then outside of this wall, you see 70 elders worshipping this wall.
神向他说,
and then God says,
你还要看见他们另行大而可证的事,
and yet you will still see greater abomination.
我相信你心结,你那个以细节的里面一向又说, 什么?还有比这更可证的事?
And I thought Ezekiel at that time must have said, there cannot be any worse thing than this.
原来在殿外有妇女坐着,
but now we see that there is still a woman sitting outside,
为崇拜偶像塔摩斯在那里哭泣,
and she was weeping for Tammuz, who worships idols.
神又向她说,
and then God still said,
你还要看见比这更可证的事?
And you will still see worse things.
我相信以西结快受不了了,
and then I thought to myself, Ezekiel at that time must not be standing whole anymore.
还有比这更可证的事?
He would think to myself, there cannot be anything worse than this.
神让他在异象中看到殿内有25个人拿着枝条在那里向拿着枝条举向鼻前向着东方在拜日头,
and then in his vision, furthermore, God shows him that there are 25 men was posturing themselves with branches eastward to work the sun.
弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
我们实在要悔改,
we have to repent now.
我们要从我们的心里来悔改,
and we have to repent from the deepest of our heart.
今天若是我们不查看教会的光景,
now if we refuse to watch over our church,
神能再查看,
God is still watching.
我们背上神做他不喜悦的事,
and if we do things that are not favorable to God,
就是我们在隐秘处所行的事,
if which are the things that we do in the secret place,
神都要追究,
God will keep account.
让我们用一个圣洁的心在神的家中来服侍他,
so let's serve him with a heart of holiness.
神使我心里想为教会做事,
so God, please give me the longing to do work for your household.
我们一起来读这篇诗篇,
so let's go to Psalm 141.
耶和华, 我曾求告你, 求你快快临到我这里, 我求告你的时候, 愿你留心听我的声音, 愿我的祷告如香陈列在你面前, 愿我举手祈求如献晚祭, 耶和华, 求你禁止我的口, 把守我的嘴,求你不叫我的心偏向邪恶,以致我和作孽的人同行恶事,也不吃他们的名食。弟兄姊妹,神使我们心里想为教会做事吗?
Brothers and sisters, do we have a longing to do work for our church?
教会的行动需要有你的一份,
because the action of our church needs you.
仔细观察教会诸多的行动,
please pay careful attention to the state of our church.
在福音的行动上我们能摆上什么?
In the spreading of the gospel, what can you do?
在我们复兴教会的工作的时候我们站在什么样的位置?
In the restoration of our church, what can you do?
如果你还没有动起来,
if you have not acted,
我希望你能赶快先从祷告开始,
I ask that you would start with a prayer.
祷告到有负担关心神家的事,
and you will pray until you receive this burden for his household.
看看我们的家,
so see that our house,
看看我们的教会,
to see that our church,
有没有神的同在,
is there God's presence among us?
然后与神交通,
then we will have this fellowship.
与人交通,
we will have the fellowship among us.
查看我们能够为神的家做什么事?
Furthermore, we will investigate to see what we can further do.
当我们愿意为教会做事的时候,
now, when we're willing to work for the church,
我们应该付上祷告的力量,
Then first, we need to spend the time and power to pray.
参加各种的祷告聚会是我们应分当做的。
We should join the prayer group meetings, and that's what we're supposed to do.
我们可以参与关怀。
And also, we could care for each other.
其实我们不需要多言多语。
It is not a matter of words.
我们倒要带着爱人爱己的心。
But now we should come with a heart of love.
让我们的交通能够带下神的同在
so that in our fellowship we could bring in God's presence
我们可以参与交通
and also we could come and have fellowship
带着你的感情
so that we will bring our affection
带着你的见证
we will bring our testimony
让我们能够一起同心
so that we could be in one accord
让我们有一个受教的心
so that we could be humble and we could learn from each other
接受弟兄姐妹的交通
and we would receive the testimony of the brothers and sisters
参与查看
then we could start and come in and watch
离开恶行坚持行善
so that we would depart from the wrongful deeds and do the right deeds
常常在主的面前安静思考
and then we would spend the quiet time before our Lord
细细地查看教会的需要
and we would look carefully and quietly for the needs of our church
顾及卑微边缘的肢体
and we would look far and wide even the people that are on the edges
愿神保持我们心里想为教会做事的心
so I ask that God will give us this persistent longing
持续的祷告
persistently praying
多多关心
and furthermore we would spread our love
交通查看教会的需要
and we would care and give fellowship for the needs of our church
我们再唱诗歌678首
so now let's sing song 67878 again.